pre-show is now happening. Just got my F is for family script. What do I do here? I'm going to print this off. And hello, everybody. The pre-show on the video track has been going on a little bit longer. We didn't hit the audacity. But we're good. We're good. Nothing really has been happening. There's been a lot of quiet shit because I've been reading emails. So you're fantastically fine. In a moment, in fact, we're going to look at our viral emails and see what's going on there. Okay. Excelente, man. Let's see what's going on. I saw one of the NFL classic games today. It was the 96 NFC Championship game between the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. It was for the 95 season. It was January 96. I was still in Miami at the time. In fact, I was about a month away from flying out here to California to visit my friends with my girlfriend at the time. And it was on that trip that we first encountered, thanks to Yvonne, we first encountered Post Ranch Inn 20 years ago, man. And, God, so would have been 43. Whew. Can't fucking believe it, man. Just that a lot of shit's gone down in the last 20 years. A lot of shit has happened in the last 20 years. I mean, shit of biblical proportions. Anyway, so I'm watching that game and all these names. And by the way, Brett Favre was a very young Green Bay quarterback. They lost that game to the Cowboys, who went on to play and defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Super Bowl. But it was Brett Favre's, I don't know that what season, what year. I think he was well into his career by that point. I think he'd been sitting on the bench in Atlanta, right? Anyway, it was the beginning, though, of his great run as a great quarterback with the Packers. And it was a really interesting game. Names like George Kuntz. Remember George Kuntz? This was before they had Clay Matthews. Well before they had Clay Matthews. George Kuntz, George Teague, in a Packer uniform. George Teague had left the Dallas Cowboys, where he was involved in the very famous Terrell Owens standing on the star incident. Terrell Owens of the 49ers scored a touchdown and went right over to the big star in the middle of the field and jammed the football down on it as if I own the Dallas Cowboys star. And it was George Teague who ran up after the second time that Owens did it. George Teague ran up and kind of hit him with a flying tackle and knocked him on his ass, which endeared him forever to Cowboy fans. But there he was in this championship game. Played a pretty good game. You know, Aikman was in the game. And Emmett Thomas, watching Emmett Thomas do his thing again was fantastic. And Mark Tuinay and all those offensive linemen. Barry Switzer was the coach then. Jimmy was now in, just about to start. Oh, man, what year did Jimmy start in 96? So I guess it was Jimmy's rookie year. His first year with Miami was 96. Jimmy Johnson came to Miami as a major fucking conquering, just God save us kind of a guy. And even he wasn't able to really get the Dolphins to where he wanted them to be, you know. It was, yeah, you know, it was like Jimmy Johnson and fucking Jerry Jones. But what were some of the other names? We had Leon Lett and the tight end that the Packers had back then was before Bubba Franks. I can't remember the guy's name. But anyway, it was really interesting. William Peterson was with the team, though. I thought that was kind of interesting. William Peterson, the big fullback. I didn't know that William Peterson was one of the older members of the team in the early 2000s when the Packers were really strong, you know, and playing great football. The running back, I can't remember the name of the running back for the Packers then. I can't remember his name. You guys would probably look it up now, but they were playing the game at Texas Stadium, and it was very interesting. I've been a football fan for many years. It's the only sport that I retain any real interest in. Now I'm loving, as you guys know, Premier League soccer, you know, British football, English football, whatever you want to call it, world football. I'm really digging that, and really, really digging it. And it's I split my time during American football season between the American football and you know what's going on over there, but. I don't miss my NFL at all, man. I watch my fucking NFL games. I love my NFL games. Ain't nobody gonna take that shit away from me, man. It's for the rest of my life. And I know why. It's only 16 goddamn games. That's it. All the other sports take your fucking life up, man. I gotta half my goddamn life watching. Now, baseball I like because I just kind of, it goes with the season. Hey, you know. But basketball and hockey are two sports that I watch for the playoffs only. I don't give a fuck about the regular season. It's too long. I just don't give a shit, you know. And baseball I barely give a shit about. I don't know. Which is not any comment. They're great sports. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. It's me, you know. I just don't have the patience or some shit. So whatever's wrong with me is wrong with me. All right, it's time now to take a look at our virals. Here we go. And how much time have we got? I always check the time. All right, we're good. We got 24 minutes. All right, now, here's our first viral. Gruesome discovery, gator found with man's body in mouth. Man, that's a hell of a deal. That's a hell of a deal. You don't want that to happen. You don't want that. By the way, just so I don't have any problems here. All right. You don't want that, man. That's fucked up. Jesus. What police agency is it? LPD? Is that Lakeland? Still on the scene. If this person was attacked, trappers on the scene trying to catch gator. All right, so what kind of a... How much of the guy was left is obviously... that's got to be just disgusting. That's got to really freak people out, whoever found it. All right, so we'll print that one off. Next story. 12-year-old So You Think You Can Dance contestant vomits on Paula Abdul. I don't know that I want to see this. You know, do you? This the poor little kid? Look at her. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, look at... She's nervous. She's doing her tumbling. She's... this kid is just... What? What's this? Next Generation audition.
Well done.
Here it is.
I'm so proud of you. Are you okay, honey? Okay. We're okay.
Oh, poor baby. Well, at least she...
Are you all right?
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, honey. It's okay. I've never had anyone just vomit on me like that.
She didn't vomit on you. She turned her little head away. Pukes again.
What happened up there?
Well, I hugged Nigel.
Yep.
And then I hugged Paula, and mm-hmm. she just squeezed me too tight, and all the happiness came out on her jacket.
No, it didn't. That little child, she turned away from her.
To the academy!
Who's Nigel? Who's Nigel? So you think you can... I want to be on that show. I thought she did the little thing turned her head to avoid puking on Paula Abdul. So it looked like to me. Bobby Brown continues to blame Nick Gordon for Bobby Christina's death. Dude, I don't know what's up with that whole... just fuck. What the fuck? Good God. What, Lord? What? What hath man wrought, you know? All right, so there's that. And then we have this little piece of news. This is, Yellowstone visitors presumed dead after falling into a hot spring. Christ almighty. This is some gruesome shit. This is a guy that got cooked by the hot spring? What in Christ, you know, I'm telling you, that is really weird. See what it says here, man. It's, so I don't have to go motherfucking blind. Person is believed to be dead after a witness saw him fall into a hot springs in Yellowstone National Park. According to Yellowstone National Park Service, news release was out at 6:30. Here is what we know. A witness reported that a man in his early 20s walked off the boardwalk and fell into a hot spring. At this time, rangers are treating this incident as a probable fatality because the victim has not been located. Rangers are using extreme caution to respond given the hazards of the thermal area. The location of the incident is approximately 225 yards off the boardwalk. The Norris Geyser Basin is currently closed. The investigation ongoing. So I've never been there. Probably a lot of you guys have. And so is it it's a boardwalk, huh? Where you're not supposed to go off of it, which I'm sure is kind of what the whole trip is. And the guy did. Phew, man. Fucked up. Here's one. This is, what's this woman's name? Sharapova. Sharapova suspended for 2 years for internet by the International Tennis Federation for doping. See, these video stories I can't use, man. I can't use this. See?
The Home Depot is pouring more into...
So, here we go, man. It's a video clip, so I can't... What am I supposed to do with it? Here's one. Bobby Brown... What do? Have sex with a ghost or something? This is another one. I have to... I'm going to have to give a heads up to our news gathering people. I mean, I don't know where he's supposed to go to find... Is there copy? Where is the motherfucking copy? You know? He had sex with a ghost.
Come on, man. Tell me about it.
I moved into this house. I bought this mansion in Georgia. So this was a really, really spooky place. But yes, one time I woke up and, yeah, a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost.
Being mounted by a ghost.
I wasn't high.
That was my next question.
I wasn't high.
That was my next question.
Wasn't
were you tripping?
High at all.
Were you tripping?
No, I was not tripping.
Check it out.
You've had quite a life.
I've had some crazy situations.
What the fuck, Bobby? Every Little Step. That was New Edition, right? What was the name of that group? Get out of here. That is a trip, dude. I can't fathom that shit. Jack, you had sex with a ghost. I think Dr. Jim Sadler's had sex with a ghost. Or did Chris Norton? Let me see. Okay, what are we doing here, man? I'm going to... doing a bunch of things at once here, so excuse me. Dave Oliva, Herb Sewell. I had sex with a ghost, Steve Bozell. I did. That's the guy, Steve Bozell. Kurt Queedy, Ted Bell, Bobby Dooley, Margaret Gray, Mavis Leonard.
Steve says he had sex with a ghost. Isn't that right, Steve?
I did, Mr. Henry. I had Bobby Dooley. Now, there was another lot of shit. You know, what I'm finding is... A lot of my show prep I do on Twitter during the day when I'm doing the characters on Twitter. Seriously, you know, let's see. What is this? Huh? Andy Richter crushes Wolf Blitzer. I didn't know that. Andy Richter crushed CNN's Wolf Blitzer in Celebrity Jeopardy. That's Lauren just sent me the link. Did I know about this? What is this? Andy Richter crushes CNN's Wolf Blitzer. This is from 2011. Andy Richter went up against CNN's Wolf Blitzer and Dana Delaney and kicked ass. Right, brother. He's a pretty informed guy, man. Andy Richter's he's an informed guy. He's also a guy that has a great, he's a real, real interest in news, real interest in social events, real interest in shit. People always give him the same shit they give me, which is, you know, why don't you shut up and stick to what you do, whatever it is you do. You know, in his case, being funny. In my case, trying to be funny. All right, let me just, I'm not going to go into a big, long speech, but I like the guy, and I think he's a very bright guy.
Every Little Step, but...
God, that's fucking weird. Where the fuck is my mail? Here I am. Bobby Brown. Oh, yeah, I can't do the ghost things. Two stories that I can't use, man. So, don't send me video stories. Young people of America, don't send this to me, man, because I, you know, what am I going to do with that? Play the goddamn thing on the air. It's something, you know, that we need to, I got a me, I do. Oh, that's what I want to do. Dean Wheeler's been so involved in the spa's going, and desert you. Never going to build you up. Never going to let you down. Oh, is that from Ghostbusters 2? I think it is, isn't it? No, it ain't. It ain't from Ghostbusters 2. I don't think it is. Y'all.
A Jack in the Box.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, is this the 80s or what?
I'm crazy.
Like that.
of these guys. What the fuck? Those outfits, man, ain't making it, Jack. Hey, tell Bobby to get out of that gut. Get out of that goddamn... What is this shit, man? You going swimming at the bathhouse? All right, so forget it. Sorry, but I gotta get to work. Jesus, Phil, you're looking at your Bobby Brown videos. Yeah, so what? Just it sounded being the historian that I am, takes me back to certain eras, you know. Man, that was 80s, fucking 80s. That's when I was watching MTV all the time. All the fucking time I'm watching MTV. Like, it was on 24/7. I remember, because I used to hate the little fucking slugs they did. Da-na-na-da. Remember, they had it on the moon, you know, and it was like claymation shit, and they... I just think, get some new ones, man. Those look like shit. I didn't know what I was talking about, because obviously everything was just... You know, everything was everything. All right, man. That's that. Okay, that's good. And then we need... Every little step I take. Every little thing you do. All right. Falling out, gruesome discovery. Gator finally, guys. About police made a gruesome discovery on Tuesday when the responded to an alligator with a body in its mouth. I was just... That the gator just off the shoreline, Lake Hunter Drive. Where was it? Lakeland. And the alligator got the body and swam off, circling the area for about a half an hour. Notified a trapper. Got to find out who this guy was. Killed the gator and took it ashore to be examined. Why'd they kill the gator? They say the gator had a man's body that had been in the water more than a day, according to state of composition. The Polk County Medical Examiner is working to identify the body. Police got a report of a shirt in the water and pants and a backpack. An aggressive alligator by the boat ramp during the week. Several officers responded, but did not find anyone in the water or a gator. The Lakeland Fire Department searched the area with its boat, but did not locate anything. At 5:16 that night, 8:53 a.m., police got a report on Saturday. Then on Sunday evening, police got a call about something large floating in the water being circled by an alligator. Wow. How about that shit, man? What if we had a character who was like always into chicken shit? Art Griego, Jay Santos, Ruben Ramon Escobar, Dave Oliva, Jim Sadler, Bud Dickman. I think this would be so good for Steve Bozell, but we've got Steve Dooley and Bobby Dooley, and we have Dean Wheeler. Yeah, why not? Why not? I'm trying to remember the name of that tight end for the Green Bay Packers. I can't remember the guy's name. I personally played there myself. I said, what is this, man? Same thing. Pre-roll, post-roll, pre-roll. Okay. What?
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
And, oh, man. This girl can't even throw. Oh. They're showing the worst opening day tosses. Poor guy. Some people never learned how to, you know, throw. Got to have hand-eye coordination. I used to have a fairly decent arm when I played baseball, but now... If you asked me to throw a baseball, I don't know where the motherfucking thing would wind up. I suppose somewhere in the vicinity of where I was throwing it, but... Is that Dean Wheeler? Yeah, and then we have Steve Bozell, and we need the fire water drop, whatever, wherever that is. Where is the fire things. Come on, baby. Fucking goddamn, this always the same fucking thing. I can't find the motherfucker when I want it. On plane, arcade, mill, mall, living room, kitchen, horse track, gym. Here it is. And Bobby and Steve Dooley. I think they should be in the gym too. All right, man. That's got that. Man, I don't know. I like that, man. I like that, man. Baby metal. All right. Oh, my fucking head. Hey, last football season, I was introduced to playing at DraftKings. You know, putting some money down, constructing different teams, offense, defense. You got it. You know it. And I had a ball. It's a great way to put your football knowledge to the test. It's a great way to figure out if you know as much as you think you do. And in the process, maybe make a few dollars. And now, with golf season underway, there's a whole new opportunity for all of us who play at DraftKings to put our golf knowledge to test. I don't know. I mean, this will be a good one. But golf is an interesting game because it has all of these major tournaments. There's four majors. There's the Masters. There's the U.S. Open, British Open, and the PGA. And coming up is the U.S. Open. And DraftKings.com has a $500,000 sort of, purse in prizes. And you can win the first prize of $50,000 or any amount, up and down the rankings if you get involved at DraftKings.com playing DraftKings.com 1 week fantasy golf. So pick six players before the tournament tees off, stand to the salary cap, rack up points based on how your golfers perform. I got to do this again.